Following last year's historic drought in Montana and hot temperatures early this spring, the Blackfoot River is running at roughly 25% of normal water levels. Water rights have shifted some this year, but experts say management will continue to be community-driven. Clancy Gendreau with the Blackfoot Challenge says the river's fish population declined in the late 1980s and early 90s, but there's also been a long history of restoration efforts. The new Blackfoot Drought Response Plan, updated in April, helps build on those efforts, Gendreau says.
We really wanted to more explicitly recognize that habitat restoration efforts that improve fisheries can in and of itself be a response to drought as it builds resilient fisheries.
The new plan also incorporates deferred changes from the 2015 Montana Water Rights Compact, in which the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks became co-owners of a water right historically associated with hydropower production. During a dry summer like this one, Gendreau says the drought plan encourages a shared sacrifice for shared benefit model, in which irrigators, anglers, and other water users voluntarily reduce their impacts.
Everybody's going to be seeking the refuge of the river over this summer. That includes humans and wildlife. So just doing our best to be aware of that and being responsible and ethical recreators this summer out there on the river.
I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.